games, gear, grills. Welcome to the Geek Grills Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to episode 133 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills Podcast is supported primarily by our patrons at patreon.com/grills. I am the Jen, and I'm here with my co-host Linda, also known as True Noob.
Hello.
And September, sadly, was going to be with us, but her doggo has an ear infection, and unfortunately, I guess storms are rolling in, so...
Yeah, it's thundering up there,
hopefully,
so...
it's not too bad. Poor, I know it gets doggo. Crazy. I know. Poor doggo. So, sadly, we have a blank spot. By the way, if you would like to make us a template to help... you're watching the video. We don't have a template for two people. But it's okay. It's all good. We'll have a chit-chat, and then we'll catch up with Ember next week. This crazy week, what have you been up to, Linda?
Well, first I get the not fun thing out of the way, which is we had a death in the family, so I had to go to a funeral, which those are not fun, and
I'm sorry.
It was somebody that I wasn't super close to, but a lot of my it was on my husband's side of the family, and a lot of them were super close to him, and he was in the army, so they had a military service, and I was doing okay till they started playing taps, and my grandfather, who passed away several years ago, was in the Navy, and they also played taps for him, and I literally had a flashback sitting there, and I was just like, and I'm crying, don't like this. Ugh, nope, there, yeah. And there goes the flag, they're holding up the flag, and I was just like,
nope, that's when I tap out. That's when I'm like, Okay, I'm done. And I'm in Cry Town for the next whatever. Ugh, I'm sorry, that's rough.
Yeah, so we're helping, everyone's helping each other kind of recover from that. So we've had a little bit more family time than we usually do, which I think is a good thing, because we're just kind of there kind of bolstering each other. But on the happier end of the spectrum, in my fluffy update, my fluff date, unfortunately I already gave it to the person it goes to, cause it was a commission, but I made a little, baby bat blanket, you know, those little, like, they're half plushy, half blanket.
Those are so cute.
Mm-hmm. So, like, one of my friends, like, she loves bats, and she likes, like, spooky things, and so anytime we're, like, you know that friend where anytime you see a picture of something, you immediately think of that friend and tag them in it? Anytime there's a bat, we're like, okay, gotta tag this friend. Well, she's expecting.
Yeah.
And so, baby bat.
Aww. My mom likes flamingos, so that's, like, a thing. Every time I see a flamingo, I think of, like, oh, my mom would like that. That's her. That's her weird animal that she likes to have things of for some reason.
Let's see, so that was fun. I recorded my other podcast, Glitter Dice.
Yay.
Which, well, we had some technical issues, so we had to re-record it.
Oh no.
It was just like, we recorded it, and then it was like one of the mics, like the cat was in the recording studio with us and like bumped the microphone, and the plug like came unplugged and we didn't notice. So one of our hosts was just not saying nothing when she was saying things because the mic wasn't picking her up.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. So we had to re-record that. And then I am trying to finish my crocheted cosplay before MomoCon. What I'm calling the panic hasn't quite set in yet. but I'm down to the last 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And well, we're going to see if I make it in time. I have the whole shirt is done, the whole top.
Okay.
I'm working on the shorts that go with it. And then I've got to make gloves and shoes.
It reminds me, this is Pink Diamond cosplay, right?
Pink Diamond.
Yeah, that's gonna be so cool. I hope you can pull it. I feel like that's always a thing, though. Every cosplayer I know, it always, like, no matter how much time you have, 90% of the work still happens in the last, like, 2.5 weeks before the event. Like, it doesn't matter if you have 6 months or a year or what, 3 months.
Definitely. So, I mean, I'm not super, like, stressed about it, though, because if I don't make it for this con, I'm still going to Dragon Con. And that's it'll definitely true. Be done by Dragon Con.
There you go. So either way, you'll still get to enjoy it. I'm excited about it. I love Steven Universe. I'd never really gotten into it until recently. Like, mm-hmm. into it, and now it's just this thing I watch, and I have emotions and feelings, and it's great.
As a little aside, I reorganized my craft room again, but I finally moved the shelves to where they're in a good position, and I just went through everything that was in there, and I got rid of, like, two giant trash bags full of stuff, of just things that I'm never going to use, things that are broken, pins that are dried out, just what have you.
Yeah.
And I found, because it was lost amongst all of my other crafting items, a latch hook that I've been working on since, like, high school.
Wow.
And I'm now finishing that, and in my brain, as I'm finishing it, I'm going, hey, I have a perler pattern for Rose Quartz, that painting.
Yeah.
I can totally translate that to a latch hook.
Yeah, you totally could.
Just make a giant, like, wall hanging.
That would be cool, actually. That would be really, really cool. I have a counted cross stitch that I've never finished that I have just sitting around. Every once in a while, I refind it, and I'm like, oh, I should finish this someday, and I don't. Mm-hmm. I have all of the embroidery floss, like, with it and everything. I'm ready to go. I would just have to just do it, but I don't know. Probably will never happen. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe someday. Well, hopefully you get it done by MomoCon. If not, we will definitely see it by DragonCon. Yeah. Awesome. I have been doing a lot of watching and working and whatnot. So I, of course, have been catching up with Game of Thrones or watching it weekly. So I'll be watching it here in a little while.
Yep.
I'm super excited because we're getting to the end. So this is getting really exciting. I also feel like the pacing and things are way different than what I had expected, so that's also exciting. I like being surprised, so I'm happy to see where it's going to go from here. I have been playing WoW, mostly with my time, collecting battle pets. I have gotten close to the achievement for, like, 800 unique battle pets. And we've gotten to the point where I needed to organize it. So for our audio listeners, this is a 21-page document with a list of each of the battle pets that I'm missing that I have highlighted the ones I'm currently working on and check them off as I go. Because that's the point that we're at now.
I need you to meet my friend Kelly, who she has gotten all but two of the Achievos in Monster Prom.
See, so she understands. It's a completionist thing.
Yeah.
I only have so much time to play, so I need to spend that time wisely and focus where I need to focus. Hey, I'm organized, though. You know, that's what matters. Man, I dove back into League of Legends to play with some friends. That game is still... It's fun, but it's still, like, crazy how... It's still a toxic community, but that's cool. It's fun to mess around if you have friends, but other than that, don't play. I was watching Nashville, which was my guilty pleasure watch of late, the one that I'm just burned through, and I actually finished it. So I finished the whole series. It was a series wrap up, and so that's all done. And I'm like, oh, all of this country music is behind me now. It's like country music soap opera. That's really all it is, and it just has good music in it too, so it's fun. I did finally, my mother has been telling me to watch this show for years, which is This Is Us, so I'm caught up with that now. So now I have to wait for the next bit to come out, but that show, I really like it, but I just cry. I cry all the time. I cry at least three times an episode. There's always something that's tugging at my heartstrings all the time, and it's crazy. So it's a good show, but have your tissues ready, because everything is emotional and stuff. Yeah, so I've been weird, like, dramas lately. Like, it's a weird thing for me to, like, watch prime network television, but I work from home now, so I can have that up in my earbud instead of music in an earbud or podcast in an earbud like I used to when I was in the office. So I'm able to get through content that I don't have to pay super attention to. So yeah, I've been watching all kinds of weird stuff, but yeah, I'm sad that my Nashville's done now, so now I gotta find something new. I have to find something else that I can binge and only half care about, because that's what makes that show perfect, is I can just half care about it, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I need, but we'll see. Well, I'll find something else, I'm sure. Oh, man. Yeah, it was a lot of work and a lot of getting back into the swing of things after vacation. I need my vacation for my vacation, basically. So today we're going to talk about Avengers Endgame. So as of right now, we're going to go into the Geek Grapevine. We'll be okay there. But beyond that, if you have not yet seen the movie, I highly recommend that you, well, just be warned if you, that we're going to talk about it. And if you care about spoilers, then don't listen until you have watched it. But in the meantime, it is time for the Geek Grapevine.
News team, assemble!
Geek Grills Grapevine.
So, of course, we can't talk about the news without bringing up the fact that Avengers Endgame has literally destroyed every friggin' movie record for speed. Of which, it surpassed the 2 billion mark in record time. So Titanic, in 11 days, Avengers Endgame it's ridiculous. It took 47 days for Avatar to reach that benchmark. Like, that's insane. And it's just nuts. So it has, I mean, what, there are five movies that have done it. I think it's Avatar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Avatar, Titanic, Force Awakens, and Avengers Infinity War. Like, those are the five that have beat 2 billion.
I guess it's not really a spoiler yet, because I'm going to be talking about the previews that I saw.
Yeah.
Real quick, because you brought up Force Awakens. So there was a preview for Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I almost, at the end of that trailer, just blurted out in the middle of the theater, fine, take my money, you know?
No, yeah, basically, I was like, yep, I'm in. Whatever this is that we're going to be doing, I'm in on it. That's cool.
It's just, like, I found, like, the music that they had behind it, that music gives me goosebumps. I'm like, wow, I don't know who actually wrote that trailer music, but I was like, that was a really good choice. Good on you.
Yeah. The music was good. I'm in for whatever it is. And I like Star Wars, but Star Wars is not like my big, I'm not a gigantic Star Wars fan. I mean, like, the man friend, he's like super into Star Wars way more than I am, but I still enjoy it. I really like it. And I'm excited to see where it goes. I will say, I saw the trailer and I was like, yep, I'm going to go see that. I'm going to pay money for it. It's also weird to see a Star Wars trailer at an MCU movie, but then you have to remember they're all in the same, like,
they're both owned by Disney.
Yeah, and Grizz is actually probably one of the biggest Star Wars fans I've ever had contact with. He has, like, every Star Wars Lego anything. He has all kinds of cool Star Wars swag, and he gets, like, the buckets and, like, the cups and things for all the movies, and has a really cool collection, actually.
Well, I just, like, I have a plan at some point. We're going to go back to Disney World when the big Star Wars, like, land, like,
Wars, it's like the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and Star Wars land thing?
Land? we're going to go Star Wars after it's opened and has been open for a while.
Yeah.
So this is a couple of years down the line. I have tentative ideas about how to Disney bound Princess Leia, which, if you're not familiar with Disney bounding, it's you're not allowed to wear costumes in the park if you're over 14. So a lot of people just find modern day clothes that, like, are reminiscent of the costumes of the characters, and, like, they do their hair up and they do makeup and things. So I have plans. I do like Star Wars. I'm not like a giant huge rar fan, but I do like it, so. And we're gonna go, so why not Disney bound as Princess Leia?
No, they totally should. That's gonna be great. We had, so in the same vein, article I have here about, and by the way, I'm gonna go ahead and throw those in the so you guys can check them out. So I had to pull this other link in there. Oh, gross, I did that wrong. But I have to. I had to pull this because we're talking about the money with these movies, which, by the way, it's just out of control. Like, this is such an experience. Just the sheer number of people that people have that you're watching that movie with, basically. But what was really interesting to me was how some of these actors got paid. So they get bonuses if the movie does well, specifically for Avengers and many of the other MCU films. They negotiated with these actors to say, no, you don't get it until it reaches like a mark that's way higher than normal, because otherwise they're paying them ridiculous amounts. Mm-hmm. But what's really interesting is that Robert Downey Jr. negotiated a special contract specifically where, so basically he got at least $75 million, because the way from Infinity War, and the way he did it is to be basically was to get a back end profit on how it does. So mm-hmm. instead of getting paid an amount to do it, he's getting an amount based on how it performs. So I just found that really interesting to just say, you know what, don't pay me now. It's going to perform. I want you to pay based on the performance level.
It's almost like, you know, with a house or car sales, they're paid on commission.
Yeah, basically.
Like a percentage of the movie.
Like, basically when the sale is done is when he gets paid. Yeah, no, it was kind of weird. So the bonuses don't kick in until $1.5 billion, which makes sense, because normally it's like $500 million, right, in global market sales. Then they're like, you know what, we're gonna go ahead and go to $700 million on those Avengers movies. Yeah, this one they were like, nope, $1.5 billion, because yep, these movies are destroying it. and it's crazy. So yeah, it's really, really interesting to take your money that way. And I just thought it was just different from anything I've heard before. Yeah. On how they typically get paid.
On any other movie, that would seem like kind of a gamble for the actor.
Yeah.
But on the Avengers movies, I think Robert Downey Jr. was just like, nah, they're going to be fine.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm good. Thank you. I will take my check now. obviously, they got their bonuses in the first weekend, so they're good. Yep. Oh, my gosh. Okay. We have a local to Linda's town. Mm-hmm. And also, well, Linda's state.
And I know exactly where this
also
is.
Also a spill. Let's see. Yeah. Okay, overturned truck spills load of lime, blocks road for hours. Like, is that like lime, like the substance? Powdered lime?
Like quick lime.
Ugh.
Yeah.
State environmental officials were in Cherokee County Friday at the scene on Georgia Highway 140, where a truck overturned and spilled a large amount of powdered lime on Thursday. The incident closed the road for much of the day. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. It looks like snow everywhere. I was like, oh, so some snow knocked out. I'm like, oh, nope, that's powdered lime.
Yeah, it says in the article, but lime is basically an alkali.
Yeah.
You use it to either neutralize chemicals or you put it in fields to, like, neutralize the field.
Or during hazardous waste. Yeah, hazardous waste cleanup.
So it's like, well, we've made a mess with the thing that's supposed to clean up the mess. So F us, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's also like the other concern here is that, as the article says, people must take precautions in handling the alkaline powder to avoid breathing it in or getting it in their eyes, which can cause irritation, burning, and even blindness.
Yep.
So don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Don't get it in your eyes, which is real hard because it's powdered.
Oh, God, that's crazy. That's a big one. And it's just right there, just knocked into. Yeah, how do you clean up the thing that's normally used to clean up the stuff? That's definitely a weird one. There's no good puns in that one, though. I'm a little disappointed. Yeah, that news team is slacking.
Yeah, they're a little, you know, more cut and dry down in Cherokee County, I guess.
Apparently. Okay, so obviously we come around every time there's movies that we're super stoked about and we want to talk about them. So here's your warning right now. If you have not yet seen Avengers Endgame, you care about spoilers, you should probably stop listening now-ish because we're going to talk about it and we're going to spoil things that happened and you're going to be sad and mad at us and it'll be your fault.
I feel like we need to get a clip of River Song saying spoilers just to like put in to be like, this is where it starts.
So I will say I saw it, Friday morning cause I couldn't go Thursday night because I was doing the Overwatch tournament. So went and saw it, Friday morning, and then, the man friend and I went and saw it last weekend again for our second viewing. I was considering going for a third, but the Tolkien movie came out, so I might be doing that instead.
Yeah, I saw it on the Thursday it came out. I really enjoyed it. I was good with that. I was like, okay, I've seen the end of that story arc, but my husband, who is very much into movies, wanted to go see it again. So he went and saw it in IMAX.
Hmm.
The one showing of IMAX they had near us, and he was like, boy, wow, that was, wow. Like, because it was IMAX 3D, so yeah. It was just like,
like... Yeah, so Tim and I both have one eye that doesn't work. So we don't care about 3D. So people are like, oh, but you can't use those tickets for 3D showings. And we're like, oh, darn. Because we don't ever go to 3D movies. Because it's better now. You can actually still watch it if you only have one eye that works. It used to be that you couldn't. It was just awful. You'd be like, oh, my God. It's like looking... You can't. It just doesn't work. But yeah. Now, with the way the technology is now, you can at least watch it, but we don't care. Like, none of it does anything special for us, so it's convenient that neither of us have a need to see it that way.
Yeah.
It's expensive, too. Was it, like, a $20 ticket to go to the IMAX showing? It's really expensive.
I don't know if he actually, because it was the middle of the day, I don't know if he actually helps. Got, like a lesser yeah. price because it was middle of the day. But it was apparently the only IMAX showing, so I don't know if that counted. I didn't. I was just like, whatever. We're doing fine right now. Go see it. I don't have any qualms with you going to see it because he loves movies.
Yeah. No, I feel that. And it was cool, actually, a way I got to watch it. So I was in Vegas at the Frog Pants Viva TMS Vegas Drunk A Move Diamond Pants Banana Jams. And I, so it was this theater called the Cinnabar where they like serve food and all that. But It was basically all people that were attending the event and like five randos. Like the entire theater was full of like our people. So like I knew some people were going and I saw a bunch of people that I knew. And then I was like, oh, and look, there's so and so and so and so and so and so. And it was just like a 10 a.m. showing. And all of us were very hungover from the night before because we had the HyperX tournament, or the HyperX esports arena was what they rented out to do the community, the Overpants tournament. So they did an Overwatch community tournament that I got to play in. And that was at the Luxor. And then from there, we went to Reraw, which was the pub, and continued to drink and whatever. Didn't get home till very, very home. Back to the hotel till very, very late. And yet all of us are like there Friday morning, ready to go see Avengers.
Yeah.
It was kind of impressive.
we went to a, it's not an indie theater. It's not the right word, but like, it's a theater that is a small theater that shows
yeah.
older movies. Like they have like
the ones that have been out for months.
No, the ones that have been out for years.
They go back and yeah. Like we have one called The Loft that does that.
They show Sound of Music. They show like old movies. But they had because when my husband tried to get the tickets online through like Fandango, it was a 3-hour wait and you wouldn't know if you had gotten the tickets until the end of the 3 hours. So he went, we can't know. And one of our friends was like, I found this tiny theater that gets tickets immediately. Here's the link. And so we got it for this tiny theater, which had lovely seats, by the way. They heated up. They reclined and heated up. It was very nice. Although I didn't realize.
Fancy.
It was so fancy. I didn't realize because it was dark, like the house lights were up, but they were still really dim. I didn't realize it was a heater. So I just kind of pressed the button and then I was like, why is my butt getting warm? And then I looked down and it was like, oh, it's red. Oh, it's a heater.
We were a little bit bummed because, we had one friend that didn't get their food at all. We ordered waters and popcorn and we didn't get that till about halfway through the movie. So that was the only part that was a bummer, was that they clearly were not prepared for those to be full showings. Yeah. I don't think, which is dumb because it's Avengers and you should know that. You're a theater. You should know by now that it's going to be ridiculous. But still, I didn't have any weird people yelling or shouting or doing dumb things at the theater. So that was nice. Both of my showings were good. Except there was a gasper behind me, though. I always love those ones. Like, because we'd already seen it. So we knew the parts where people were going to go nuts. And we just hear somebody go, and I was like, oh, you're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You're going to be fine. Overall movie watching was good. I was also really impressed by the fact that I thought I was going to die sitting in that seat for that long. I didn't even notice how long it was. Like, it went by for me in plenty of time. Did you have a similar experience with that, or did you feel like it was long?
Yeah, no, I mean, it felt a little long to me, but that's because of the pacing of some of it. And but my friend, like, had read the article.
Oh, the one that, like, tells you where you can pee.
Here's your pee breaks. And so both of us were like, all right, here's where it says New Jersey on the thing. I'm going to go.
But here's the thing is, so one of that article, one of my favorite ones is, like, if Hawkeye is not your Hawk guy, then that's when you see Ronin Hawkeye. Go take your pee break. But there was, like, a bunch of them where I was like, that's a really cool scene. Why would you want to miss that? Like, the big one that got listed was the one where Tony and Pepper are talking about, like, are talking about him, like, deciding whether or not he's gonna, like, he figured it out and whether or not he's gonna actually go do it or not. And she's just like, yeah, but you're not gonna be able to live with yourself, though. And I know I'm not gonna be able to stop you. And he's like, yeah, but I should probably not do it, right? And she's like, dude, I'm done. I've convinced you a million times to try to not do things and you do them anyway. So just go do your thing. And I actually feel like that scene, knowing that he dies, I feel like missing that would be a bummer. So the fact that that was on that article, I was like, really? Really? I feel like that's kind of, like, pretty integral to, like, the character development, right? Like, the hero story. I don't know. That was just me, though.
It was I liked how they went about it. Like, they showed that the Avengers at the very beginning come together with Ms. Marvel, or Captain Marvel, and they're all like, okay, we're gonna go get him. And then they go to get him, and he's already won. Like, he's destroyed the stones, there's nothing they can do, and the rest of it takes place 5 years later.
Was fucking shocked.
Yeah.
When Thor took his head off, I was like, what the fuck? Like, every theory that I had about how this was gonna resolve was just gone. Mm-hmm. In that first, like, 10 minutes. And that was great. I loved it. Because I love being, like, taken away from it. A lot of people, I've heard mixed feelings about the opening with Nebula and Tony giving his final message. I thought it was incredible because they were able to use that as a callback later, I think. Yeah. And I think that that was amazing. I personally liked it a lot.
I liked it because it showed a little bit of, like, character bonding between the two of them, and it showed him, like, coming to terms with things, and it makes sense later in the movie because, you know, he had that, well, I mean, for some time, one more near-death experience, but, like, it was super, like, it super got to him because of everything else that had piled on.
It was, like, you know, near death, but also in outer space, and I can't even have her mourn me.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm floating in the middle of nowhere. Like, that's a crazy way to die. If you're human and you've never been to space before. Like, a lot of these characters, they've gone to space before, right? Like, Star-Lord, he's like, yeah, I've been to space. I go to all kinds of places in space. Like, he's a human that's not going to be, like, an earthly human who's not going to be super... I mean, he'd be bummed if he died out there, but it's different, right? Tony Stark dying out in outer space, like, that's nuts. Like, he'd never been to space before. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, like, I thought everybody that got, like, character growth Like, I thought it was really well done. And they actually showed really well the different effects of grief. Like, for Natasha, she threw herself into work.
So I was just going to say, she became the workaholic. I'm going to work. I'm going to keep myself busy.
Mm-hmm. Then you had Cap, who stepped into the comforter role, into the counselor role. And then you had Tony, who basically kind of retreated from everyone. Yep. And but like focused on family and focused on you know, making that the best life he could have because he had that life. And then you had Thor, who was just drowning in grief and like who let himself go, was just trying to forget what happened because he blamed himself for all of that.
Yeah. Okay. So let's, yes, I agree. The portrayal of how grief is handled in different ways, I also really liked that. I also liked that it was just a really, a lot of the characters that we lost, I felt like they were developed, like, I feel like he was developed properly in that scene, right? Like, in that whole scene, the whole movie. I was okay. I'm sad that he died. I'm super sad that she died, which doesn't make much sense because her movie's coming out next, but I guess that's weird.
I have a fan theory. I don't know if it's true, but I have a fan theory, so we'll go over that.
We'll go over that in a minute. The one thing that I was a little uncomfortable with was, couldn't we have magicked some fucking sexy Thor back, though? For real? Like, I didn't need fat Thor to be fighting Thanos at the end. Like, I needed, Thor was one of my favorite comic books. Like, when I started reading comics, I read them because I was watching X-Men show. And then I was like, oh my God, these come in a comic? Because I'm a dumb little kid that doesn't know these things. And then I got into Thor. And I got into Thor because there was a female warrior that was in his crew, right? Lady Sif, she's like amazing. She's beautiful. And I don't know, like, I guess it was a little bit of a bummer for me to be like, cool, we're ending this phase and I get to watch fat Thor do it. Like, that sucks. Like, I want strong Thor.
I mean, he still was, but
yeah, you get the little one.
Yeah, I don't have as much problem with it because they showed that, like, he did the thing with the hammer where it's like, I'm still worthy. And, you know, he...
The scene with his mother was cool.
Yeah, he got that kind of catharsis. Yes. I loved his mother because she was like, boy, I was raised by witches. Yeah. I know what's coming.
Yeah, dude, like, no, I'm good. I'm not like super mad about it. I just felt like it felt a little tropey kind of towards the end. It was kind of just the overdone joke, but I'm okay with it.
And then the end of Cap's story. Oh man, that just God.
Okay.
Me.
So as if you haven't had your heart ripped out 15 times already in this film, then you get to go and find out that Cap went and finally got his moment. And by the way, I'm going to cry right now talking about it. Him getting his moment and his time to go back and get the girl the right way, the way he should have, and just totally deserved it because of everything that he has done for years and years and years.
Yeah. The people that made the movie, I can't think, directors, there we go, that's the word. the directors of the movie were basically like, yeah, no, he was totally like hiding from himself. He was there the whole time. That became his, you know, his future. And so, like, I bet you anything that in the copies of like, Civil War where she dies, like, and he's being a pallbearer. I bet you anything in Civil War, they have Photoshop. They have CGI'd him old in the back row, but nobody noticed him.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so, totally. Like, at that funeral the first time. Like, I don't know. Like, it's honestly, and I love that that he kept it his private thing. Like, he got his thing. He's always been so giving of himself and everything else to help humanity and whatever.
Yeah,
he took
that,
something
little...
for himself.
That little, you want to tell me about her? And he was like, nope. Nah.
That's my thing. That was my private thing. And I love that because that's just the way to handle it. And I felt like the handoff was great. And we're going to get the buddy cop story with...
The buddy cop TV show with them. I'm so excited.
Bucky. No, I was very satisfied with that ending.
I'm sad that he's not going to be playing cop anymore, but you know, goddamn, he deserves it.
Yeah. It was the right way to end that character or to give that character closure though, I think. Mm-hmm. So Hawkeye, I've heard a lot of people that get really upset. They're like, okay, the movie opens with him teaching his freaking daughter for like 10 minutes about whatever. I'm like, first of all, it's not even that long. First of all, yeah. Like that, the beginning of that, it's not even that long at all, but I love it. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I think it humanizes these characters, which is important because he is just a dude.
Yeah. He's a dude that has really good perception
and hangs out with this level of Avengers and can still hang with them. Like, but also, again, we see his grief and...
Oh, yeah. His is the grief that turns to anger.
Yep. Like, go deal with it, like, right now. And his Ronin stuff, a lot of people were like, oh, it was dumb, whatever. And I was like, I don't know. I think it answers that question of, like, would you really just kind of figure it out? No. Sometimes you are just done. And you're like, why did you survive? Like, I'm going to go clean it up because you should not have survived when... Everyone that means something to me was taken away. This is garbage.
Yeah. Like, I think I said this in the episode where Ember and I were talking about the hype, like, beforehand.
Yeah.
Of, I saw that teaser trailer where the first thing you see is Hawkeye turning around. I'm like, those are the eyes of the man that who have lost everyone he has loved. And I'm like, that's gonna be bad. And yep. But bad in a good way, if it makes sense. Like, and it was. It was like, nope, he is not someone that you want to mess with.
Yeah, and I feel like he got his story. Ant-Man was great. I feel like Scott's approach was what Scott would do. Like, I feel like everything was in line, and the poor guy can't eat his tacos, which I feel really bad.
I love when Professor Hulk just handed him the perfect tacos. He was like, yay.
He's like, oh, good. I have tacos back. A couple things about Hawkeye and Natasha, like that whole scene, because we definitely talked about that, and I want to hear your fan theory. Yes. But with the Hawkeye thing, the moment that tussle started, did you know who it was going to be?
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. There's the tension. I was like, they might pull the rug out at the very last second, but I was like, nah, Natasha is much more determined. I mean, they were both determined, but she was way more determined.
Yeah.
And it kind of went into that workaholic thing that she did, where she was like, no, I'm going to fix this for my best friend who deserves happiness. Well,
and she doesn't have, she looks at it as her family is them, right? Like, that's her family. Mm-hmm. So, you know. He has another family that needs him, and that is going to overpowered that feeling. So, Gamora and her both were sacrificed for the Soul Stone.
Yeah, and Gamora was technically brought back in that she was from a different timeline. Poor Quill.
Yeah, but the thing is, where is she now? Did she evaporate into dust with the other people?
No. I think she and Nebula went off to have sisterly adventures, get to know each other.
Yeah. I hope so.
And then he is trying not to be a creeper, but he wants to get her back, so he's going to try and woo her again.
Yep. He's going to have to.
Yeah.
Because this Gamora isn't his Gamora.
No, I was kind of sad about that, actually.
I was really sad. I really like those characters a lot, and it made me really, really sad. That part, like, the fact that he doesn't know, and like he swipes her picture away, like, I wasn't looking at anything. Nope, it's fine.
Was looking, and it's just, it to me, it kind of makes me feel like the Gamora that we've all come to know through the movies is still dead.
Yeah.
There's a Gamora now, but
it's not. It's not her.
It's not our. It's not his Gamora. It's not our Gamora. So I don't know. That one was a little sad for me, but I guess it could be nitpicky. And then the other nitpicky thing I had was, I know they didn't have a lot of time, but all of the character growth to get from where Hulk was at the end, Banner/Hulk was at the end of Infinity War to Professor Hulk, we missed it. It was all off screen.
Yeah, I am with you. Like, I would have liked to have seen that story. I would just like a Hulk movie done with him as Banner, though. Like, to be honest, nobody else handled it as well as he did. Like, when I think of Hulk now, I think of Mark Ruffalo. Like, that's all I see. When there are some other characters where I could see somebody else doing it. I also feel similarly about the fact that we got hardly any Black Panther.
Yeah, I mean,
there was an teensy bit of T'Challa.
There's a little bit. I mean, to be fair, the big final battle where they open the portals and it's all the as Peter said, this glowy thing that and they all come through. They had that really epic kind of like strode onto the battlefield, but that was it.
Yeah.
And then there was like one like bro nod.
Yeah. That was it. And we watched him run around and do his like cool stuff a couple times, and like that was it. I was a little bummed that that's all we got there. Kind of the same with Doctor Strange. I mean, he's like responsible for all of this, and yet we see his mentor for longer on screen than we ever see him. But right. If you're going to pick somebody to explain how time issues work so that the audience understands it, she's the right one.
Yeah,
to explain it. I thought that was really cool, actually. Where, like, because I was like, yeah, how is he convinced this chick to give it? Like, I liked that for sure.
Time heist.
Yep. Yeah, I got to do the time heist. And when they made fun of it, that made it okay for me. Because anytime you're doing time travel-y, go back in time.
Yeah, that.
It's always bad. It's always.
You gotta be real careful.
And I think the fact that they were kind of laughing at themselves about it already made
it
palatable.
All the movie references were great.
Like Hot Tub Time Machine.
Mm-hmm. So, before I forget, we'll hop back to my fan theory about Black Widow. I know that a lot of people are like, oh, it's the movie's going to be like a prequel or whatever. I really hope, and I don't know if this is going to be true or not, obviously, but so Steve had to go put the stones back exactly where he found them. So
yeah, how do you put a soul stone back?
They went on at length for a few minutes about how it's an equal exchange. Put the soul stone back, Black Widow gets back up.
And he had his life, and now he's going to go and exchange it back and maybe get her back.
I don't know.
That is actually a really... I want that to be the story now. Like, that is a really good... Because he would be the one to sacrifice himself for that and to put it back where it was supposed to go.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow. No, that's actually a really good theory. Let's see. So we've got more movies to come, right? We've got more Spider-Man. We've got a Black Widow film, finally. Scarlet Witch is in a series. You have the Buddy Cop series coming out with Falcon? No.
Falcon.
Captain Falcon. And his friend, Bucky.
His friend, I don't know, he might go under the title White Wolf now.
I think he does go by White Wolf now, because they referred to him that way a couple times, right? And...
At least once in the post credits of
for Black Panther, right?
Black Panther,
that's
yeah,
right.
Which there's going to be another Black Panther movie, which I am interested to see because I think they're going to start going into kind of the political thing of being a king.
Yeah.
Whereas the first one was him becoming king and fight and coming out into the world stage. This next one is probably going to be okay. Now you're here. How are you dealing with that?
That's going to be interesting. I have to say, okay, so my fangirl moments of, like, raw, there were a lot of them, so I can't go through all of them. They're, like, literally, I feel like everything...
That entire final battle, by the way,
exactly.
was just, I was like,
exactly.
Okay, I was so happy when the Pegasus came on screen. I was like, Pegasus!
I went fucking nuts. I grabbed dude neck. I'm like, oh my god! I was like, she's got a Pegasus! Like, I was so excited because
long live Queen Valkyrie, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. And the fact that that shot, when she comes up, I don't remember what they're called, but the big, like, gigantic, like, swimmy worm
things. They're called Leviathans.
Yes.
That's what they're called.
So as one's going by and she's on that horse and she just like goes up one whole side and then down the other and you're just like, yeah, you're like the coolest. But I love the fact that before that happened, the shot that they give you is literally like, oh no, he's going to be fine. And there's like just cool badass bitches. Like just all the ladies. I'm going to call them bitches. Like that's super empowering, right? But it was great. You had all of them there. And I feel like they obviously did that. It was obviously a choice that they made. But I thought it was a good choice. And it was really cool because how many times have we had shots where it's like five superhero dudes on screen with no females?
Yeah.
So it was really cool.
You know, I've seen a lot of artwork already of the She Has Help.
Yeah.
With all of them. It was great.
I love it. And I feel like all of the things I heard about Brie Larson being too wooden, I didn't see it. I thought she was great with how she interacted with Peter Parker.
Well, that was another thing, going back to the grief thing. I saw somebody say she literally wears her grief on her shoulders because she cut her hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She went for like the I need to change my whatever absolutely, because Fury was like her only friend when she didn't have memories, like that's who she had as a friend.
I love that the only way that Thanos was able to get her off of him was to take the Power Stone and punch her with it. That was the only way he was able to get her off of him.
Well, because she's ridiculous. And that's the one thing where people are like, she's a little deus ex machina. But at the same time, you don't have X-Men. You don't have Inhumans. You don't have anybody. You have to have someone who can come in and just be ridiculous.
You have to have someone who can come in and punch a ship in half.
I mean, the Serenity just went to this famous ship. That like Thanos has like taken around the galaxy for like forever. By the way, when that ship showed up, like, I'm such a nerd. Like, I am such a nerd. When that happened in the end credits and you see the ship pull up and I was like, it's gotta be the ship. I went nuts. I was like, that's Thanos' ship. I know it. And like, sure enough, it was. But like, that was a really cool shot. Like, just that image was super cool. And it reminded me of a comic, like, panel. Like, and that made me really happy.
Yep.
It was
good. I really, really enjoyed it.
My other very important fangirl moment was I finally got a Scarlet Witch moment. Rising in the air with the actual, like, because she is disgusting. She is one of the most powerful anythings ever. And we've only seen, like, traces of it. But it's just like, she's like, I don't know you. And she's like, you will. And just oh, and you're just like, yes. Like, I think I made audible noise both times I watched that movie. I made like the little louder than I should have.
And I've also heard like people are like, well, how is Vision going to be in a thing?
Yeah.
I'm like, do you remember when Shuri made a copy? Shuri made a copy of him when they were in Wakanda. So
that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, because I did talk about that. That was one of the things that got brought up when I was having conversations with some others. We didn't talk about Vision much, like at all.
Well, he was mentioned at the very end of the thing when Hawkeye and Scarlet Witch are standing next to each other.
Right? She goes, they both are. Or they both do or whatever. And they know that the one. I liked that. I also liked that we ended it with Morgan like getting cheeseburgers. I just felt like there was something about that made it very human. And I also really liked that in the credits we got all the credits, but then we also got the really cool special credits for all the original Avengers. It's funny because I was like with people at the theater and they're like, why only some of them? I'm like, they were the original Avengers.
the original ones from the first movie got the thing And
then at the end there's no end credit scene. You just hear the sound of like Tony hammering his Iron Man suit. And
yeah,
just
making
like,
his first Iron Man suit.
That
yeah.
sound alone. And I think that's cool. I think I wanted that to be a bookend, and they did that. Mm-hmm. Because now we can move into wherever it's going to go into the next phase. I was satisfied. I was definitely satisfied. I wasn't the first time, because I was like, where's Maria Hill? I'm pissed. I'm super angry. Mm-hmm. How do you do this without her? I'm super mad. And then somebody was like, no, she's in the back. And I was like, really? And to be fair, I'm crying at that point the first time. So the second time, I specifically watched for it. And sure enough, there she was, you know, in the back at the funeral. And I'm like, okay, I'm good then.
I only watched it the once. Did I miss Steve Rogers not being there at the funeral? Was he like right in front? Did I miss him?
I think he was.
Was he at the funeral?
I think he was. Now I'm wondering.
I feel like
everybody was at the funeral. Maybe
I was focused so much on like Pepper and. Yeah. And the daughter that I my eye missed him, but like I was expecting him to be standing with like, Bucky and Sam, and he wasn't. They were just standing there by themselves. So I was like, "Where's Steve?" If he's up like actually on the dock, then I probably missed him.
And we all got to see Captain America finally wield the hammer because we all knew he could.
Yep, that was just great. It's just like,
you get the little one.
That was great. It rose up, like, and I'm like, someone's picking that up. Oh, I know who's picking that up.
Yep.
And then it's like, clang.
So I really enjoyed the fact that we also got the Pepper in a suit. Mm-hmm. We can have our late Iron Woman if we want. Like, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
She was, I think,
I can't remember
Rescue.
That's right. Okay.
And it's Rescue.
Yes, yeah. But that's cool. I'm glad we got that. I didn't actually think we were going to, honestly. I didn't see it.
I thought they might because of the very, like, that thing where he's talking to his daughter and she's got the mask on.
Yeah.
He was like, stop going in. You need to, I don't know how you keep getting in the garage. Your mom never wears the things I make her.
Yeah.
Or never wears
anything I get her. Yeah. She never wears anything I get her.
And like, I was like, oh, he's made her a suit. Okay.
Yeah. I still didn't know if we were going to see it though. And definitely before the movie, I had no idea. I had no, that was never even a thought in my mind, which I think that's cool. I like being surprised. I felt like I was satisfied and I was surprised. It was a good show. It was enjoyable. Both runs through. I definitely didn't feel the time. And yeah, I feel like the character arcs were even more than what I wanted from them. I got, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
I gave it 2 very, very high thumbs up, and I'll probably go see it again because I'm a nerd. Oh man. Any other, I know we could literally probably talk about this movie for another hour because there's like 18 different stories happening in it or more. There's a lot of things to talk about, like the Thanos situation and all that. But
like, I actually one last thing, cause I think we should.
Totally.
I got Game of Thrones coming up here.
Yeah. Right. We're all like Game of Thrones time.
Is Nebula like killing her past self was actually really poetic.
Yeah.
Because she was just
because she had swallowed it, but she had put it to the back, but no, mm-hmm. she actually ended it. And when she's like, really? Him? Well, your choice was a tree.
It was either him or a tree.
We did only get like one I Am Groot, though. Maybe mm-hmm. 2. The whole movie. That was a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah. Well, they stuffed a lot of things into that movie.
Yes, they did. It's true. It's true. There was a lot in there. I was pretty happy with the fact that Thor is gonna go party with the Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm cool with that. That's good. That's a good place for him to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Rabbit.
Yes, Rabbit.
Oh, and now we've got a Queen of Asgard.
Mm-hmm. With her badass Pegasus in the stables somewhere.
People were like that was my reaction. I was like, where did the Pegasus come from? Like, where did it come from?
I'm like, they probably brought it on board with them. I mean, eh.
I mean, that's the whole thing, though. Like, she was a drunk, like, on another planet, and Asgard was destroyed by, like, but it's fine, whatever. It came from, It came from the story. We wanted it there. Yay.
It came from Doctor Strange. Yeah. I'm going to blame magic.
Yep. Yep. When you need help, you just get some space time magic. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh. Any other final thoughts before we close it out?
I'm gonna be interested to see where they go from there. If they like introduce Ironheart, if they introduce other like new
characters. Avengers would be cool.
And now they've got the rights to the X-Men.
We can say the word mutant again. Hopefully, whatever they do in the next phase, the fact that they can use the word mutant again makes me very happy, because that means that they, you know, will get. That could be cool. I'd be really excited to see those things under the same roof. What happens with the stories from there when they're not like hamstrung with all that?
But the next big one is Spider-Man Far From Home. Yeah. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
It does go into the timey-wimey. Some timelines are screwed up now, so we gotta deal with that.
Yeah, we don't even know what timeline we're in anymore. It's complicated. Oh, man. Well, if you have something you'd like to add, please chime in. You can email us at geekgrills@gmail.com. You can give us a ring at 508-474-5577. You can also tweet to us at geekgrills. So what are you looking forward to, Linda? What's on deck?
This weekend, I'm going to go to the Renaissance Festival. So nice. I'm going to costume up in
eat a turkey leg.
In my fair folk costume and go around, be gothy. Because my fair folk is gothy as F. AF? Gothy AF.
I support all of this. I'm going to go see Tolkien. I'm excited about that movie a lot. And my best friend's coming to town. My best friend from college. She and I took a trip last year. We try to visit or take a trip each year. And she had to cancel her trip. And so she's like, well, why don't I come visit you instead? And I'm like, that's cool. You should definitely do that. So I've got my friend coming into town. I don't know. We might try to go somewhere pretty in Arizona and take pictures, like Sedona or something like that. But you know, and who knows? We're going to hang out, have fun. It'll be cool. It'll be cool. Yeah. Remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on Sunday evenings. Our next one's going to be Sunday the 19th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. So that is, at this point, that is going to be our new recording time for now. Pending, any changes will be notified on Twitter. But that's what we're going to be doing with my new work schedule. In addition to the subs and bits that we do get here on Twitch when we're live, we are supported by our amazing patrons, the greatest girlfriends on the internet. And you can actually become a patron at patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch. So you should do that and give us their money. Yes. And yes. I have, before I forget, so when I was in Vegas, I talked to Brian Nibbett, and because I was on his team and we were talking, and he was just like, man, yeah, you and Ember and Linda, you guys should apply for the America's Next Top Podcaster and we do another season. And I was like, I definitely will. And I was like, and besides, we're having some people on. We should have you on. He's like, yeah, I'd love to come on. Then I'd be a girl friend. And I died. I just died. Like, melted to the floor, dead. Like, I laughed. I was like, yay. No, he hit me up and told me that he had listened to our episode with Monica and that he enjoyed it. And that was really cool. Anyway, sorry. There's my nerd out moment.
So if you want to leave us a review, doing so is free, and they can help on our ranking on any of your podcast catchers, which helps people find us, which is great. You can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and help us spread the word there. All that's free.
Yeah, do it. It's helpful. It's helpful. Yes. Where can we find you on the interwebs?
You can listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, which comes out on the first of every month. And you can find me on Twitch under the name True Noob. It's TRUN00B. I am furiously going to be trying to finish this cosplay for the next 2 weeks.
Well, I have faith. So September, she can be reached at 9 of 12 on Twitter and Twitch and on the Heresy and Hearsay and Trust Your Cape podcasts. I am at The Jen Says on Twitter, streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheJenPlays. And you can find everything I do at TheJenSays.com because I own it. So thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game.
GG. Well played. Good game.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program. Yeah.